SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel is facing a strategic threat from Hezbollah, armed by Iran with thousands of accurate long-range rockets.
And they can take out all of our essential infrastructure, our air bases, our fuel lines. They could target Dimona. And then they also have cyber capabilities, something Hamas did not have.
Dr. Oren says Israel is being attacked by enemies on all sides, starting with Hamas in Gaza and Lebanon-based Hezbollah.
In addition to that, there's the Shiite militias in Iraq and in Syria. We had a naval base in Eilat in the southern part of the country hit by a drone from Iraq the other day. The Houthis can hit us as well. The Houthis have rockets that can hit as far as Israel.
Oren was interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network. Also at srnnews.com, United Airlines calling on its pilots to plan on taking some time off in May. John Scott explains why.
That's because the airline isn't getting as many new planes from Boeing as it expected. A United spokesperson says the request is voluntary. Manufacturing problems at Boeing are under investigation by federal regulators. The aircraft's company's deliveries are suffering, and the launch of the new larger 737 MAX model has been delayed. United expected to begin getting those MAX 10 jetliners this year. Now the airline is considering options to replace them. John Scott reporting.
President Biden will announce next week a new panel to cancel federal student loan debt for new categories of borrowers. It comes just 1 year, nearly 1 year, after the Supreme Court ended the Biden administration's first attempt to relieve debt for millions of students. This is SRN News. How do Americans feel about spiritual gifts?
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity, and about one-third of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws, now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution, ACLU and Planned Parenthood claim it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio, one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Tide Podmaker Procter & Gamble recalling more than 8 million bags of laundry detergent because the exterior packaging can break, making it easier for people to accidentally ingest the contents.
The recall is for certain batches of Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel laundry detergents, manufactured between September of 23 and February of this year. Procter & Gamble says the outer packaging can split open near the zipper track, making it easier for children to access the colorful pods, which have been confused for candy. Ingesting detergent can lead to very sick stomachs, liver and kidney damage, and skin and eye injuries. If you have the bags being recalled, you should first store them out of the reach of children, then contact Procter & Gamble. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNNews.com.